Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi Shabbos Daf Pei Zayin. We're six lines from the top, and in the middle of our discussion regarding the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon about the exact configuration and setup of the calendar during those days of Kabbalas HaTorah at Har Sinai. The Gemara told us that all Shitas agree that Klal Yisrael arrived at Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan itself. All agree as well that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael on the following Shabbos. The question is, the disagreement is regarding the exact day of the week that Rosh Chodesh Sivan fell on. According to the Rabbanon, Rosh Chodesh Sivan fell out on Monday, thus resulting in the Yemei Prisha, those days of separation, where Klal Yisrael were instructed to separate temporarily from their wives to allow the zera within the women to expire and spoil. And this was a preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah so that the Noshim could wait those 2 days of separation and afterwards go to the mikvah Friday night in preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah. So according to the Rabbanon, Rosh Chodesh fell out on Monday. The Yemei HaPrisha began on Thursday, leaving them 2 days, Thursday and Friday, until Tevila. So according to Rabban, only 2 days are required. According to Rabbi Yossi, however, Rosh Chodesh of that year, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, fell out on Sunday, thus resulting in the Yemei HaPrisha beginning on Wednesday, giving them 3 days of separation, Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, until they went to the Tevila on Friday night in preparation for Matan Torah. Continues the Gemara, six lines from the top, Pei V'zayin Amar Aleph, Meisei Yom Anakasha, on Rav Yossi from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'kidashtam Hayoyim Amachar, Hashem instructs Moshe to go ahead and be Mekadesh Klal Yisrael, tell them to separate from their wives today and tomorrow. Apparently, only 2 days of Prisha necessary. Apparently, it was told to them on Thursday. Separate today, Thursday, and tomorrow, in preparation for the Tefillah Friday night, in preparation for Matan Torah. This is a contradiction to Rabbi Yossi, who tells us that the Yemei Prisha, those days of separation, began on Wednesday. Says the Gemara, V'kidash tamayim imachar, kash l'Rabbi Yossi. Amalach Rabbi Yossi? Yes, indeed. Hashem instructed Moshe to only tell them to separate for 2 days. But Moshe Rabbeinu added another day. He initiated another day. And although the Yemei Prisha began on Wednesday, in accordance with my opinion, however, it stretched until Shabbos, because initially it was only meant to be a 2-day separation, as Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayoyim Umachar, today, Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday. But Moshe Rabbeinu added another day, added Friday to the calculation, to the list of Yemei Prisha, and thus there was actually 3 days of Yemei Prisha from Wednesday till Shabbos. Amalach Rabbi Yossi will respond, Yoyim Echad, Hoisif Moshe Medatai. Moshe added another day, Medatai, as a result of his own understanding. He initiated the Sanya, as we learned in the Brisa. Gimel Dvarim, Asa Moshe Medatai. 3 things Moshe Rabbeinu did due to his own understanding. He initiated 3 things. V'hiski Makadosh Baruch Hu Imoy, or Gilsa Al Yodai. Hashem backed him, Hashem agreed with his action. So what were those 3 things? He added another day of Prisha. And he permanently separated from his wife. And he broke those luchas when he saw Klal Yisrael being involved in the eagle, so he broke the luchas. Explains the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu added a 3rd day of Yemei Prisha through his own initiation. My Dorish, what did he expound? In other words, what source did he find? What did he base it on? Now, obviously, it wasn't a clear source. It was something which he did midaita, he initiated, but what did he base it on? Says the Gemara, Hashem said, V'kidashtam hayoyim u'machar. So he dashed as follows, my darsh, hayoyim u'machar. Who meant to connect the nature of tomorrow to the nature of today? They're both meant to have the same characteristic. Hayoyim k'machar, ma le'machar, leila imay, just as tomorrow. The night is included in tomorrow, meaning, if today is already Wednesday, it's already past the night, it's already past Tuesday night, so it's already middle of Wednesday. And Hashem says, you meant to separate them today and tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is a full unit, a full 24-hour period, night and day. Whereas today is already partially gone. Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, if Hashem is connecting today and tomorrow, That means that he wants two full days, just as tomorrow is a full 24-hour period. The first day as well is meant to be likewise a 24-hour period. Ma lemochar leila ima, just as tomorrow has its night, af hayoim, so too the first day of Prisha is meant to have its night, leila imoi, v'layla do idna nafkale. Now, today's night is gone. It's already the middle of Wednesday. Shmamino, apparently, shtrei yoimi. We need 2 days, two full days, levar mio idna, in addition to today. Therefore, he added another day, which resulted in 3 yimei Prisha, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Says more milnoan. What do we find that Hashem agreed with this action? Says the Gemara, very simple. When did Hashem rest the Shekhinah? When was Matan Torah? It was only 3 days later on Shabbos morning. So after the completion of these 3 days, then Hashem rested his Shekhinah on Har Sinai and gave them the Torah. So apparently he agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu's process. So it was the first thing he did. What was the second thing that he initiated? Upirish min isha. He permanently separated from his wife, meaning that although all of Klal Yisrael need to separate temporarily, but he took it a step further. He never returned. He maintained that separation status. Says the Gemara, my dorish. Here too, what did he base this action on? Nosa kal v'chaymer batzma. He applied a reasoning of kal v'chaymer upon himself, to himself. Amari said, Umay Yisrael, since we find that Klal Yisrael, although their exposure to the Shekhinah is very limited, Shle Dibra Shekhini Mohen El Shah Achas, it was only a one-time experience during Har Sinai, Vikava Lahen Zman, and it was with a pre-appointed time, so they knew when it was going to happen, and they were able to properly prepare themselves and separate themselves to purify themselves for the occasion. Nevertheless, Amra Torah V'Hoyu Nochayim. So we have a one-time experience with it was predictable. And the Torah tells them, go ahead to separate yourself, prepare yourself. Al tikshu. Separate yourself properly. Ani. So certainly when it comes to me, shekol shah v'shah, shechinim daberes imi, the shechinim speaks to me all the time. It's a constant experience that I'm experiencing. Ve'ena kaveh lizman. Hashem does not prearrange a time. It could happen any time. So I need to be ready all the time. Allah has kama v'kama. Certainly I need to maintain that level. Which Klal Yisrael maintained by, which Klal Yisrael experienced by Har Sinai. So this separation needs to be maintained by me all the time. So once again, if Klal Yisrael only had a one-time exposure and it was something which was predictable, Hashem tells them, separate. Certainly when it comes to me, when it's constant, it's unpredictable, I don't know when it's going to come, I don't know when it's going to happen, I certainly need to be at the ready and prepared properly. Where do we find that Hashem agreed to this approach? Tchsiv, as it says, after Har Sinai, after Matan Torah, Leich Emor Lehem, go instruct Klal Yisrael, Shuv Lechem Lalechem, go back to your tents, go back to family life. Uksiv Basrei, however, after that it says, Va'ata you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Poy Amoy Dimoydi, come stand by me. Which meant to imply that indeed, you're meant to be on a different level. You can't go back to family life. You must maintain that separation. Vist Amri, some say there was another source. Pel Pe Adavar Boy. I speak to him, Pel Pe, this denotes a very high level of connection to Hashem. And therefore he needs to maintain a higher level. He needs to maintain the separation for all time. So this was the Pasuk, which Hashem expressed when Miriam and Aaron discussed Moshe Rabbeinu's separation status, and they questioned it. And Hashem responded by saying, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to maintain a very high status, because my relationship with him, my communication with him, is of a much higher degree, much higher level than an ordinary Navi. So here we have an indication of a confirmation for Moshe Rabbeinu's behavior. What was the third thing that he did? Shibar es haluchos, he broke the luchos. When he saw Klal Yisrael involved in the eagle, my Dorish, here too, what did he base his action on? Omar, he said as follows. We have a Kavach Chaymer, Uma Pesach. Since we find by Korban Pesach Shu Echot Miteag Mitzvahs, which is merely one of the 613 mitzvahs, Omar Torah, we find that the Torah nevertheless says, V'chol Benecha Lo Yechol Boy. And Benecha, Rashi says, is a mumar, one who habitually does averis, so he cannot partake, cannot eat in the Korban Pesach. So certainly, the Lucha, it's HaTorah Kula Kan, the entire Torah is right here. As we know, Rashi, I believe, brings a Chumash, I believe, from Rav Sadia Goyin, that the old Torah is Merumas, is hinted in the Aseres HaDibris. So Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at the Luchas, he says, HaTorah Kula Kan, the whole Torah is here. V'Yisrael Mumrim, take a look at Klal Yisrael, they're Mumrim, they're connected to Avodah Zarah. Alachas Kama V'Kama, certainly I can't allow them to have the Torah. They're not suitable for Torah. And therefore he broke the Luchas. Uminolon, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodei. How do we know that Hashem agreed with this? But agreed with what he did, Shenemar, Asher Shibarta. Hashem is mentioning the Luchas that Moshe Rabbeinu broke, and he says, Asher Shibarta. V'omer Shlokish. The word Asher here is a confirmation. It's a praise. Yasher Kechacha. Your strength, your energy, whatever you did, should be praise. Sheshibarta. Yasher Kechacha Sheshibarta. The Gilgal Hashas from Kivega actually, he interprets Yasher, Meloshen Yasher, it's straight. It's right, it's correct, what you did. So here we see that Hashem confirmed and agreed and backed up what he did. Let's take a look at perhaps at Rashi, right off to the right side. It's actually a couple of lines up. So the words beginning Ben Necher. So this is the Ben Necher who cannot partake in the Korban Pesach. Explains Rashi, Ben Necher doesn't mean a goy, but it means a yid, a mumar, a person who habitually does averis, is connected to averis in his nakru masav. So his maisim, his actions became estranged, foreign. Love Shabbat Shemayim. This person cannot partake in Korban Pesach. Certainly, a Torah kula, Teluya b'luchas halalu, the entire Torah is based on these luchas. Yisrael mumrim, and Klal Yisrael involved in the eagle have a status of mumrim. Achas kama v'kama, certainly she'enam kedaila. They're not fitting. They're not deserving of the luchas. They can't connect to the Torah right now. Asher isher. It's a confirmation. She ishrei b'shivchoi ashvirasan. He praised Moshe Rabbeinu on account of breaking the luchas. Okay, so in summary, we have three things that Moshe Rabbeinu initiated. He did midaitoi through his own understanding. He was Moisev Yoim Echad. He added another day to the Yimei Aprisha because Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem indicates that the day is meant to be a whole day. We're meant to have two whole days in addition to the partial day that we're already experiencing now. So therefore, we have a total of 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And what was the raya that Hashem agreed because the Shechina was not Shira until Shabbos? Number two, he was Pirish Min Isha. He said, well, if Klal Yisrael, even for a one-time experience, which was predetermined and planned, Klal Yisrael need to make that separation. When it comes to me, it's a constant. It's a constant affair. It's something which is unpredictable. I need to be ready all the time. And Hashem agreed to that. When it says, Ato Poya Moedi Mad, you stay with me, you don't go back to family life. Or from the pasuk of Pe'al Pe'al Dababi, Hashem indicates that Moshe Rabbeinu had a higher level of Nevuah. And finally, he broke those Luchas. He said, Klal Yisrael Amumran, they can't have the Luchas. And Hashem said, Asher Shibarta, which is a praise for Hashem, for Moshe Rabbeinu's breaking the Luchas, Yashik Echacha, Sheshibarta. Continues the Gemara, another Kasha on Rav Yosi. Toshma, come and listen. V'hoyu Nechoinim. La Yom HaShlishi. So Klal Yisrael were instructed to be ready. La Yom HaShlishi. La Yom HaShlishi means the third day. So they only need to separate for 2 days. Today and tomorrow, the third day, will be Kabbalah HaTorah. Kash L'Rav Yosi. This is a Kash L'Rav Yosi who tells us that there were 3 days of Prisha, 3 days of preparation. Says the Gemara, yeah, but we just answered Hoy Amrina, didn't we say? Yoyim Echad Hoysiv Moshe Midayte. So initially it was meant to be after 2 days of Prisha, Moshe Rabbeinu added a third day. So we have a total of 3 days of Prisha prior to Matan Torah. Toshma, going to have a kasha from a Braisa on the Rabbanim. The Braisa says as follows. Shlishi, there's a certain day which is titled Shlishi. The Gemara will explain what exactly it's referring to. So we have day X, which is called Shlishi, third. Now that day, which is called the third, was actually also Shlishi B'Chodesh, the third day of Chodesh Sivan, and also Shlishi B'Shabbos, was also the third day of the week on Tuesday. So we're not sure what the first Shlishi is referring to, the Gemara soon will explain. However, it's pretty clear that the days of the week and the days of the month were compatible, were aligned with each other. The third day of Sivan was the third day of the week, was Tuesday. Kash L'Rabbanan. It's a Kash L'Rabbanan who maintained that no, Rosh Chodesh Sivan falls out on Monday. And the third day of Sivan was on Wednesday. Amilach Rabbonon, Hamari Rabbi Yosi. This Braisa follows Rabbi Yosi's opinion, who holds that Rosh Chodesh falls out on Sunday, and indeed, Tuesday was the third day of Sivan. Hamari Rabbi Yosi. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the Braisa. Shlishi. Shlishi Lamai. A third of what? What are we referring to? We already mentioned the third day of the week, the third day of the month. What is that additional Shlishi, which with Braisa opens up with? Says the Malik Desanya, as you will find in the following Braisa. Vayoshev Moshe es divrei Yom HaLashem. So this is after Hashem tells Moshe to tell them that they're going to be, I want you to be Mamleches Koyahanim v'goy Kodosh, a special nation. So Moshe Rabbeinu conveys this to Klal Yisrael, and he gets their approval, their consent, and he responds to Hashem accordingly. Vayoshev Moshe es divrei Yom HaLashem. But then in the following pasuk it says again, Uksiv, Vayagad Moshe es divrei Yom HaLashem. Once again, Moshe Rabbeinu responds back to Hashem. He takes the words of the nation and brings it back to Hashem. Now, what's going on here? We don't find any additional tzivui, mitzvah, any discussion taking place between Vayoshev Moshe and the words Vayagad Moshe. So what exactly took place? It says the Gemara, Uksiv Vayagad Moshe, Divrei Yom HaLashem, Ma Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe. What transpired here? What did Hashem tell Moshe in between these two psukim? So that Moshe needs to go convey that to Klal Yisrael and get their approval. What exactly is referring to? Uma amar Moshe Yisrael. What did Moshe convey to Klal Yisrael? Uma amar Yisrael Moshe. And how did Klal Yisrael respond to Moshe? What did they respond to him? Uma hishiv Moshe lefnei Agvura. And what did Moshe need to respond with to Hashem? Meaning, it doesn't seem to be that there were any additional tzivuyim or mitzvahs that needed to be conveyed to Klal Yisrael, which needed their approval. And response back to Hashem. Says the Mor, yes indeed, there was something. Do mitzvahs hagbala. This is the mitzvah to create a boundary around Har Sinai, lest Klal Yisrael go up on Har Sinai. So this was a mitzvah, which as Rashi explains, is actually stated after the pasuk of Vayagad Moshe, as Divrei Hashem, but evidently, this mitzvah hagbala took place prior to Vayagad Moshe. As we know, Ein Mokdim L'Chol Bar Torah. So we meant to switch around the sequence and the tzivoy of Hagbalah was the item which took place, which transpired, which was conveyed to Klal Yisrael between these two psukim. So after Vayoshev Moshe, as Divrei Hashem, there was another discussion about Hagbalah. So Hashem tells Moshe, tell Klal Yisrael to cordon off the mountain. He conveys that to Klal Yisrael. They agree, they consent. Moshe Rabbeinu replies to HaKadosh Baruch accordingly. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yoimi has a different version of events. He says that these psukim are referring to something else. B'tchila, pirish oinsha. So what the psukim are referring to is as follows. Vayoshev Moshe es divrei Yom is referring to the oinish, meaning as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu began introducing Klal Yisrael to the concept of Torah, of mitzvahs, the obligations, the reward, the punishment, the whole concept. He began opening up their minds and their hearts to the upcoming Kabbalah HaTorah. When did he begin? Immediately, on the day that they arrived at Har Sinai. So although he didn't give them any mitzvahs, as the Gemara told us yesterday, because of Chusha De'urcha, on account to due to the fact that they were weakened as a result of their journey. Nevertheless, he began immediately discussing with them the upcoming event, upcoming experience, what they're getting themselves into. Says Rabbi, Betchila Oimer, Betchila Pirish Oinsha. So he began, he initially opened up discussing the Oinish, the consequences, the punishments incurred as a result of ignoring the obligations of Torah mitzvahs. Tichsiv, Vayoshev Moshe. Moshe responded, so we have a drasha that the word Vayoshev is Dvorim, Shemeshavav in Daita Shalodim, things that repel the mind of a person, they get him to reject, they scare him off, they frighten him. So these were the oinshin that he presented to Klal Yisrael. This is how he began the process on the first day, Ulbasoif. But then eventually, Piresh, Matan Schora. He expressed to them the tremendous reward that they will be zeicha to when they indeed fulfill the Torah mitzvahs properly. Dechsev Ayaged Moshe. So Vayagad is Dvorim Shemoishan Liboy Shal Adam Ka'agoda. So words that inspire the person. They draw the person's heart, like Dibri Agada, like interesting words of Agada. So he began with Einish, concluded with Tzchar. So according to Rebbe, we meant to interpret the words of the Psukim, Vayoshev Moshe, Vayagad Moshe, as follows. Vayoshev Moshe means he responded to Hashem regarding Klal Yisrael's acceptance of the first phase of their introduction to the Torah, which was the Einishim. The next pasuk, Vayagad Moshe, is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu's conveying to Hashem that Yisrael were accepting of the schar, the rewards that they were exposed to, that they were introduced to by Moshe Rabbeinu. Vigidamid, there's another version, just the opposite. Betchila initially began Pirish, Matan Schar, he began with Matan Schar, inspiring them, drawing their hearts to the rewards and the positive note of Torah. Tichsev Vayoshev Moshe. According to this version, Vayoshev Moshe is Dvarim Shemashivan Daita Shalom. They restore a person's mind. They draw his heart to the Torah. Ulabasoif, and how did he conclude? Pireish Oinsha. At the end, he concluded with the Oinshim, with the stern aspect of Torah. Vayagad Moshe, Tichsev Vayagad Moshe, Dvarim Shekoshim LaAdam, things that are difficult, Kegidim, that are bitter to a person, can give them difficult to a person, like these bitter vegetables. So it's either or. Either he began with the Einish, concluded with the Schar. First he set forth the absoluteness. He got their commitment to the Torah with an absoluteness. It's vital, it's critical for your neshama to fulfill Torah mitzvahs. There's no way out. This is your life. This is the Einish. You'll endure consequences. This is absolute. And then, once they've committed to that, he drew their hearts to the schar. You should know it's wonderful. It's going to bring about a tremendous schar. So first he began with fear, with yira, so to speak. We know that Torah mitzvahs involve it's a two-pronged approach. There's two aspects. There's av and there's yira. Both are necessary and needed. The question is, which one did he start with? So according to one version of events, he started with the yira. He got their absolute commitment. This is vital. This is critical. There's no way out. And then he warmed them up by describing the immense joy and pleasure, the schar involved in fulfilling Torah mitzvahs. According to the other version of events, he first drew their hearts and their minds. He inspired them. He warmed them up. He made Torah mitzvahs attractive to them by describing the schar. And then, once they were connected to it emotionally, he told them, listen, this is vital, this is absolute. Pirish einsha, the consequences and the punishment when one ignores his obligations. So now we understand the Braisa, which says that on Tuesday, which was the third day of the month, was the third day of Moshe Rabbeinu's discussion with Klal Yisrael, and this is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi, who maintains that Rosh Chodesh fell out on Sunday, and indeed, the third day was the third day of the week, which was the third day of the month, and the third day of their discussion. Continues the Gemara Toshma, we have arrived from another Braisa. Shishi, there was a day called Shishi, the sixth. We won't show exactly what that means, the Gemara soon will explain. So that day called Shishi was also Shishi B'Chodesh, the sixth day of the month, the sixth day in Nisan, Shishi B'Shabbos. It was the sixth day of the week, was Friday. Apparently, the days of the month and the week were aligned. And this is a kasha to the Rabbanan, who maintain that those days were not aligned. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Monday. Thus, the sixth day of Chodesh Sivan was not on Friday, it was actually on Shabbos. This Braisha tells us that Friday, it was the sixth day of Sivan, is a riot to Rabbi Yossi and a kasha to Rabbanan. Says the Mahanami Rabbi Yossi, this Braisa as well is in accordance, reflects the Shita Rabbi Yossi. Okay, let's take a look at the Braisa again. Shishi, the sixth day was the sixth day of the month, the sixth day of the week. Shishi Lamai. What is the sixth, the first six? What does that mean? The sixth to what? Rava Amalechani Yosan. It was the sixth day of their arrival, their encampment at Har Sinai, because they arrived on Sunday, and Friday was the sixth day of their arrival. Ravacha b'Yakov Amar l'Masan was actually the sixth day of their departure from their previous encampment, which was Rufidim, which was at a distance far away from Har Sinai. So Ravacha b'Yakov maintains that they left Rufidim on Sunday and they arrived on Sunday. According to Rava, they only arrived on Sunday. Apparently, they traveled on Shabbos itself. Says, well, what is this machlok is based on? Because Miflagi, the Shabbos the Mar. The point of contention is here regarding the nature of the mitzvah Shabbos that was actually granted to Klal Yisrael when they were at this Mara location, which was Prior to arriving in Har Sinai, the Gemara tells us that there were two mitzvahs given to them at Mara, Kibbutz Ve'eim, Shabbos. The question is, to what extent did they receive Shabbos at Mara? Was it given with all its details, with all its aspects, including the Isser Tchumen, for the prohibition to leave one's boundary to 1,000 amos on Shabbos? The question is, was that included in the mitzvah of Shabbos given to Klal Yisrael prior to their coming to Har Sinai? Because Miflegi B'Shabbos Demara, the Chsiv, as it says. So this is in the Luchai, Shnius, and Dvarim. It says, you keep Shabbos, Shomer Shem HaShabbos L'Kashay, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem L'Kecha. Just as Hashem has already commanded you. When did He command you about Shabbos? V'omar Bidam Arav, Kasher Tzivcha V'mora. Hashem already commanded you when you were at Mora. So they already received Shabbos. The question is, to what extent? Mar Savar. So one sheet holds, one opinion holds, Ah Shabbos Ifkut. Indeed, they were given the tzivi of Shabbos, at Tchumen le'ifkut, but in that mitzvah of Shabbos was not included the Isser of Tchumen. So that wasn't part and parcel of the mitzvah of Shabbos that they received at Mara. This indeed is the shita of Rava, who says that they arrived on Sunday, but they traveled through Shabbos, because he holds that there was no Isser Tchumen at that point yet. Umar Sabah, however, the second shita of Rav Yaakov maintains, at Tchumen na'ifkut. They were also instructed regarding Tchumen. So apparently, they couldn't travel on Shabbos. So when we speak about the sixth day, Friday being the sixth day of their arrival, it was actually the sixth day of their arrival, but also the sixth day of their departure, because they had to leave Refidim on Sunday itself. They couldn't travel on Shabbos. So they left and arrived on Sunday itself. Now apparently, Tchumen is of a different nature than the other mitzvahs. We know that Tchumen doesn't have the same consequences. No chatas, no karis, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta. We also had a Gemara which told us that when it comes to Shvisas Behemta, the obligation to have one's Behema rest on Shabbos from Malacha, that doesn't include Isser Tchumen. So Tchumen is of its own variety, it has its own status, and we can understand why the Shita here holds that Tchumen was not included. Tosfos actually learns that when the Gemara speaks about Tchumen, it's actually referring to Hoitzah, carrying on Shabbos. So apparently this Shita holds that Hoitzah, carrying, was not included in the Mitzvah of Shabbos. Perhaps we can understand, based on the Tosfos' explanation early in the Masechta, that Haitzah is a melacha gruahi. It's considered to be an inferior form of melacha on Shabbos. You're not creating, you're not fashioning anything, merely carrying something. So that has its own status, and that was not included, according to this Shita, in the Mitzvah Shabbos, which was conveyed to Klal Yisrael when they were at Mara. Continues the Gemara. Toshma. Let's have a raya. Once again, going back to the Machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanon. On what day of the week did the Chodesh Nisan Sivan fall out on? According to Rabbi Yosi, it was on a Sunday. According to the Rabbanon, it was on a Monday. Let's hear. Let's have a raya from the following brice. Nisan Shebo Yotzi Yisrael Mitzrayim. So that Nisan, that month that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Bar Basar Shachtu Pischeim. So they were Sheikha the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan. Ubechamisha Asar Yotzu. They left Mitzrayim on the 15th. Ula Erev Loku Bechuris. And the following night, the Bechuris had their Makas Bechuris. So they were La Erev Sakadaitach on the following night. Elami Be'erev Loku Bechuris. They had their Makas Bechuris the previous night. And this is what pertains to us now. That day, meaning the 15th day of Nisan, was on Chamishi B'Shabbos Hayah. It fell out on the 5th day of the week, on Thursday. Now let's calculate. If the 15th day of Nisan falls out on Thursday, so on which day of the week is Rosh Chodesh Iyar going to fall out on? We know that Chodesh Nisan has 30 days, it's a full month. Chodesh Iyar actually has 29 days, it's a deficient month. Let's make a calculation. Says the Gemara, "B'dechamesar b'Nisan." Since we find here that the 15th day of Nisan was Chamisha b'Shabbos, was on a Thursday. If so, if we're going to go around and calculate the remaining days of this 30-day month, so we begin from Thursday, which is the 15th. We add how many more days to Nisan? So it's a 30-day month. We add another 15 days. So those 15 days begin from Friday and conclude 2 weeks later on Shabbos, right? 15 days, so you start Friday. 1 week is Friday to Thursday. The next week is Friday to Thursday. And you have another day, so it's 15. So it ends up being that Nisan concludes on a Friday, and Rosh Chodesh Iyar begins on Shabbos. Let's see inside. B'dechameisa b'Nisan chamisha b'Shabbos. So if the 15th day of Nisan is Thursday, Reish Yarcha d'Iyar, when does Rosh Chodesh Iyar fall out? 15 days later, Shabbat on Shabbos. Now, if Iyar was a 29-day month, a deficient month, So if Rosh Chodesh Iyar is Shabbos, so if we count 29 days later, so it's 4 weeks plus a day, it's going to fall on that same exact day, on Friday, on Shabbos. V'yesh Yarcha, this Sivan, Chad b'Shabbos. So Nisan, this Iyar, finishes on Shabbos, began on Shabbos, and 29 days later on Shabbos, you end Iyar. Now Sivan will begin on Sunday. V'yesh Yarcha, this Sivan, Chad b'Shabbos. Now, that seems to be a raya to Rabbi Yossi, that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday. Kashil Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Amadach Rabbanon. Rabbanon will respond as follows. Iyar that Yishata, the Iyar of that year, Iburi Abrua, they added a day to it. So it wasn't your typical 29-day Iyar, it was actually a 30-day Iyar. And therefore it pushes it over a day, it pushes Rosh Chodesh Sivan a day ahead, and indeed Rosh Chodesh Sivan falls out on Monday. So once again, we had a kasha from Rabbeisa, which was indicative of Rabbi Yossi's shita, that the 15th day of Nisan falls out on Thursday. Nisan ends on a Friday. Iyar begins on Shabbos. 29 days later, you finish with Iyar. You begin Sivan on a Sunday. The Gemara concludes that no, according to the Rabbanon, apparently that Iyar month had an extra day. So instead of 29, we had 30 days. So it all works out. Because of Iyar is 30 days, so it ends on a Sunday, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan begins on a Monday. So this is the Teretz, according to the Rabbanon. Iyar was a 30-day month, thereby pushing Rosh Chodesh Sivan a day ahead, so Rosh Chodesh Sivan falls out on a Monday. It says more Toshma. Let's come and hear another right. Toshma de lo yibru. We want to prove that it can't be that Iyar that year was a filled month, was a 30-day month. Because the Brisa says as follows. Nisan Shabayat Shishol Mitzrayim. So the Nisan that Kal Yisrael went out from Mitzrayim, that Nisan, Barbos or Shachtu Bischem, so they were Sheikha their Pesach on the 14th day, Bachamisha Ser Yatsu, they left on the 15th, Ula Erev Loka Bechiris, and at night the Bechiris were killed, Ula Erev Salkadaitach on the following night, Ela Ema Miba Erev Loka Bechiris. It was already from the previous night. Okay. Now what pertains to us is as follows. Vo'oisa Yoim, Chamisha Beshabasoyim, on that day, 15th day of Nisan, was Thursday. So far, so good. Continues the Braisa, Hishlem Nisan. So Nisan concluded on the on Friday, right? 15 days later. V'ira Iyar, Lias B'Shabbos. And Rosh Chodesh Iyar fell out on Shabbos. And the Braisa stipulates, Chaser Iyar. Chaser Iyar. So Iyar was missing, meaning it was a deficient month, it was a 29-day month. And since Iyar began on Shabbos, 29 days later, Iyar was completed. V'ira Sivan liyas b'echad b'Shabbos. So Iyar began on Shabbos, 29 days later, Iyar was finished. 29 days later, falls out on Shabbos. And the following day, which was Sunday, was the day that Rosh Chodesh Sivan falls on. Kash l'Rabbanon, here we have a clear-cut Braisa, which tells us that no, Iyar was only a 29-day month, resulting in Rosh Chodesh Sivan falling out on Sunday. Kash l'Rabbanon, says the Mahamani Rabbi Yossi. So this Braisa follows the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who indeed maintains that Rosh Chodesh Sivan falls out on a Sunday. So in summary, we have machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon, what day of the week does Rosh Chodesh Sivan fall out on? According to Rabbi Yossi, it falls out on a Sunday. According to Rabbanon, on Monday. What is this based on? It is based on the question of how large was Chodesh Iyar. According to Rabbi Yossi, Iyar was a 29-day month. So Rosh Chodesh Iyar was on Shabbos. Iyar finished on Shabbos as well, and the following day, which was Sunday, began Sivan, according to Rabbanon. Iyar of that year was a 30-day month. So Iyar concluded on Sunday, and the following day, which was Monday, was Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Continues the Gemara. Omer Apop, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from the following price. Vayisu me'elim. So Klal Yisrael journeys from Elim, Vayavoyu kolat v'Yisrael. They came El Midbar Sin. And the Pasuk says, Bachamisha asar yoyim. On the 15th day, L'Chodesh Hashem, of the second month, this 15th day of Iyar, they arrived at Midbar Sin. V'oisa Yoyim, now the Braisa tells us that day, the 15th day of Iyar, V'oisa Yoyim Shabbos Hayim, what's Shabbos? How do we know? Dechsiv, Klal Yisrael complained, they didn't have what to eat, Hashem told them, I'm going to give you man, U'Boiker U'Re'isem Es Kved Hashem, in the morning you're going to see the glory of Hashem. And it says regarding the man, you're meant to collect it for 6 days on Shabbos, There won't be any month. Uksiv, Sheish Yom Til Ketu, collected for 6 days, and the 7th day is Shabbos. So apparently, the day that they came there, they arrived, was on a Shabbos. Hashem says, tomorrow, I'm going to begin the month, which will last for 6 days, and then you'll have Shabbos. So again, apparently the day of arrival was Shabbos. Says, well, let's calculate things. Let's calculate the calendar. Now, if the 15th day of Iyar was on Shabbos, and we know Iyar is meant to have 29 days, so if you begin on Shabbos, 29 days later you conclude Iyar, so you conclude it on the Shabbos as well, 4 weeks and a day. So, apparently, the following day, which is the beginning of Sivan, which is a Sunday, apparently Sunday is the Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Kashlu Rabbanon. Amalek Rabbanon, here again, Iyar, Tahishata, the year of that year, Iburi Abruah, was a full month, they added another day, so the year was a 30-day month, which pushed Rosh Chodesh Sivan a day further. Iyar concluded on a Sunday instead of Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. Amalek Rav Chaviv Mechaznog Rav Ashi. Toshma, I'll bring you right from the following verse. Vayiba Chodesh Arishon, so it was the first month, meaning Nisan, Bashon HaShenis. This is already in the second year after they left the Mitzrayim. Be'echad l'chodesh, on the first day of that month, so Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second day of the second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Huka Mishkan, the Mishkan was erected. Tanu v'lointan b'ayis. Oysa Hayoyim, that was a very special day. Oysa Hayoyim, the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan where the Mishkan was erected, that day was unique. Not alas Esar Torahs. It had 10 crowns. It was unique. It was a first day for 10 different things. It initiated 10 different things. Says the Braisa. What are the 10 things? Rishon Lamasa Bereishis. So this was a Sunday, the first day of creation. So corresponded to the first day of creation, which was on Sunday. Rishon LeNesiim. It was the first day the Nesiim began bringing their Karbanos to celebrate the Chanukah Sabayis. Rishon LeKahuna. It was the first day the Kehanim began doing the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Rishon LaAvodah. It was the first day of the Avodas Tzibur, the Tamidim, the communal Karbanos. Rishon LeRidaseish, it was the first time the fire, Hashem's fire, comes down to consume the Karbanos. Rishon LeChilas Kachim, was the first time that they began eating the Kachim in the confines of the Mishkan. Up until then, they ate any way they wanted. Rishon LeShchein Shechina, it was the first time that the Shechina actually rested in Klal Yisrael. Rishon LeBaruch Yisrael, it was the first time that the Kohanim gave a Birchas Kohanim to Klal Yisrael. Rishon LeYisrael Bamos, it was the first time that there was an Isser for one to build his own Mizbeach. He needed to bring his carbon to El Moed. And Rishon the Chadashim was the first of the Chadashim. Thus began the sequence of the Chadashim. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi is here around halfway up the Amud. It's about 27 lines from the top. Rashi begins with the words Eser HaTorahs. So again, it's referring to the first day of Nisan of the second year, after they came from Mitzrayim. Esra Torahs, 10 crowns, was applied to this day. Rishon Asar Advarim. It means it was the first for 10 concepts. It initiated 10 concepts. Rishon L'Brisa Olam was the first day of creation. It corresponded to the first day of Brisa Olam, Sheechad Shabbos Haya. So Hashem began the world, creating the world on Sunday. Rishon L'Nesiim. La'akrovas Nesiim, L'chanukah Sabayis. They began bringing the Karbanos to celebrate L'chanukah Sabayis. Rishon L'Kehuna. Oysi Hayom, says Rashi, Shmini L'Miluim. It was the 8th day of the Miluim. Va'avoida ba'aron Nevona. And the Avoida was conducted by Aaron and his sons, Va'ad Achshav. Up until then, Hoya B'Bchiris. The Avoida was conducted by the B'Bchiris, by the firstborns. Rishon LaAvoida, L'Seder HaAvoida, Sibur, Tmidin, Rishon HaKabonis, Shetumas HaLishka, these communal Kabonis began then. L'Ridas Eish, V'Ateitze Eish of Hashem, V'Atoichel HaMizbeach, L'Chilas Kachem B'Mechitza, began eating the Kachem within the confines, within the Mechitza of the Almayid, V'Ad Achshav, until now, Hoyin Nechol M'chol Mokim, you can eat any way you want. Lishkan B'Yisrael, Shechina Sharas Hashem, K'dechsiv V'Shachanti B'Seichem. Apparently that began at that point. Apparently up until then we didn't have this Hashruas Hashchina. They began with the Brachas Kahanim Levorech Brachas Kahanim K'techsev Ayisu Arnes Yodav. So he gave Brachas Kahanim to Klal Yisrael L'Yisra Bomeis Me'achshav Ne'esru. From then on the Yisra of Bomeis began Shuroi L'Pesach Ol Moed. for anything which is suitable for the Oil Moed, the Karb, the Ksiv, the Pesach, Oil Moed, the Yivigoy. So the Karb is meant to be brought strictly to Oil Moed. Okay, so this day was a very special day, and this day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which came out, which fell out on which day of the week? On Sunday, as we said, it corresponds to the first day of Bris Oil. Let's take a look back at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, let's calculate. Umidereish Yachad Nisan. From the fact that we know that the Reish Yachad Nisan, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Haishat of this day, of the second, the Haishat means of this year, of this second year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, fell out on Chad B'Shabbos, on Sunday. We can conclude from here with a simple calculation that last year's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ishtakad of last year, B'Dalad B'Shabbos, actually fell out on a Wednesday. Because we're meant to know that the days of the events that take place in two consecutive years are 4 days apart. The Sani, as we learned this formula in the following brayse, Acher Maimrim, Ein Bein Atzeres LaAtzeres. What is the discrepancy between the Atzeres, which is Shavuos, of 1 year, to the Shavuos in the following year? How many days apart, how many weekdays apart are they? Ve'ein Bein Atzeres, Bein Hashanah V'Hashanah, there's no gap, there's no more. There's no greater gap between Rosh Hashanah of 1 year and Rosh Hashanah of the next year. Meaning, how many days discrepancy is there between the Rosh Hashanah or the Shavuos of year A and Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos of year B? Ella Dalad Yom Milvad. There will only be a discrepancy of 4 days. There will be 4 days pushed apart. If it was a leap year where they added another month of 29 days, hey, then we have a total of 5 days which these two events of the two consecutive years will be pushed apart. How do we get to this formula? Rashi explains. Because the lunar year consisted of 354 days. This is a standard lunar year which consisted of six full months of 30 days and six missing months of 29 days. A total of 354 days. Now if we'll divide that amount by weeks, we're going to have four odd days remaining past the over the 7 day cycle. So indeed, this is the formula presented by the Acherim that for instance a Rosh Chodesh Nisan that takes place this year on a Sunday. Apparently, last year's Rosh Chodesh Nisan had taken place on a Wednesday, 4 days previously, 4 days apart, because once again, this year divided into weeks will yield us an extra 4 days. There will be four odd days there. So if the Rosh Chodesh Nisan took place on a Wednesday of this year, the following year will be 4 days later on a Sunday. Now if it was the Shana Mubaris, then we have a calculation of 5 days because the Shana Mubaris is a year which has an additional 29-day month. Now once again, 29 divided by four weeks, is 4 weeks plus a day which is left over. So this odd day gets added to that list of 4 days, that calculation, for a total of 5 days. So this yields us a discrepancy of 5 days between an event that takes place 1 year and the event that takes place the next year. So this is the formula that an event that takes place this year will be 4 days later than last year. If so, that we know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year fell out on a Sunday, as mentioned earlier. So apparently with this simple calculation, we'll apply this formula that apparently last year's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so it's the same event, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, fell out on, instead of a Sunday, this year falls out 4 days earlier, on a Wednesday. Okay, so working with that assumption, let's go further. So the Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the first year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of the year of Karban Pesach, of Kabbalah Sator, fell out on a Wednesday. Okay, so now Nisan is a Chodesh Moly generally, it has 30 days. So if it falls out, so if it commences on a Wednesday, when does it conclude? So 30 days later is on a Thursday. So it begins on a Wednesday and it concludes on a Thursday. Now the next day will be Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Havali Rish Yachad Iyar, Mali Shabbat. So Rish Chodesh Iyar falls out on a Friday. Now Iyar is generally 29 days. So we begin the month on a Friday. So 29 days later, so 4 weeks and a day, will end on a Friday as well. So it begins on a Friday, ends on a Friday. Now, Rishchayachad is Sivan Shabbat. When does Rishchayach Sivan fall out? On Shabbos. Now, this is incompatible with all opinions. Because according to the Rabbanon, we said Rishchayach Sivan is on a Monday. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's on a Sunday. According to our calculation here, it's actually on Shabbos. Kashya Ben Rabbi Yossi, Ben Rabbanon, says the Gemara the following answer. You're making an assumption that that year, that first year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, consisted of the typical amount of days of 354 days, which yielded you an extra 4 days, that discrepancy, which created that gap between last year's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, this year's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's why you asked your kashya. Says the Gemara, actually wasn't so. That year was missing either 1 day or 2 days, depending on the opinion here. Says the Gemara, the Rabbi Yossi Shiva Chaser Novid. That year was missing a day. Instead of 354 days, it actually consisted of 353 days. Why? Because a typical year has 6 full months of 30 days and 6 deficient months of 29 days, which results in the amount of 354 days. However, says Rabbi Yossi, that year was a unique year, which featured not 6 months of 29 days, actually 7 months, which consisted of 29 days. So this deducts a day of the total amount of the year, you only end up with 353 days. So that leaves you with only 3 days extra, 3 odd days above and beyond that weekly cycle. So if so, the gap between the 2 years, between the events that took place in these 2 consecutive years, was merely 3 days. So if it's going to work out, if the second year Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, last year Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Thursday. And if it falls on a Thursday, then everything works out. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Thursday, then Nisan ends on a Friday. Iyar begins on Shabbos, ends on Shabbos, and Sivan begins on Sunday, according to my view. Says the mother, Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaserin Ovid, that year contains 7 missing months, resulting in 1 day less than a typical year, 353 days. And therefore the gap between the 2 consecutive years is only 3 days. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the first year of Yetzias Mitzrayim was indeed on a Thursday. The Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, that year was missing 2 days. Ches Chaser and Ovid, they made 8 deficient months. Instead of 6 and 6, 6 full and 6 deficient, they actually made 8 months consisting of 29 days. According to Rabbanon, we're missing 2 days from a typical year. Instead of 354-day year, we have only 352 days in that first year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as a result of this, we only have 2 days of a discrepancy, 2 days past that weekly cycle. So 2 of these odd days will create that gap between an event that took place this year and last year's event. So for instance, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which takes place, which falls out on Sunday of the second year. On which day of the week had it fallen out last year? It was actually on a Friday. And it works out perfectly according to Rabbanon, because if Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on a Friday, then what happens? The 30-day Nisan ends on a Shabbos. Iyar begins on a Sunday and ends on a Sunday as well. It's a 29-day month. We fall away from the pshat that Iyar was a 30-day month. We retract from that. Now we don't need that. So Iyar was a 29-day month. It concludes on a Sunday. And indeed, Rosh Chodesh Sivan begins on Monday. So everything's worked out. So once again, according to Rabbi Yossi, the first year of Yetzias Mitzrayim looked like this. Nisan began on Thursday. It concluded on 30 days later on a Friday. Iyar began on Shabbos, concluded on Shabbos as well. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan began on Sunday. According to Rabbanon, it was a bit different. Nisan began on a Friday, concluded on Shabbos 30 days later. Iyar began the next day on a Sunday. It was only a 29-day month. It finished on Sunday as well. And then began Sivan. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan fell out indeed on Monday. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began discussing the machlekes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon as far as the exact configuration of the calendar. During the time of Kabbalah Satorah, the Gemara told us that, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rosh Chodesh fell out on a Sunday. So Rosh Chodesh Sivan falls out on a Sunday, and the Yimei HaPrisha, days of separation, began on Wednesday. They stretched for 3 days until Shabbos, when the Torah was given. According to Rabbanon, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Monday. The Yimei HaPrisha begin on Thursday, only lasts for 2 days, Thursdays and Friday. The Gemara told us that according to Rabbi Yossi, Moshe Rabbeinu actually added another day. So instead of the original 2 days of Prisha, Wednesday and Thursday, added another day, which gives us a total of 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The Gemara told us there were three things actually that Moshe Rabbeinu initiated. Midaitoi. He added this day, which he based on the words of Hashem of Hayom Yomachar, that we meant to have 2 full days. And since it was already mid-Wednesday, he needed to add another 2 full days, Thursday and Friday. And Hashem agreed with that, since we see that the Shekhinah was not Shreira until Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu separated permanently from his wife. Moshe Rabbeinu applied this Kalvachayim. He says, well, Klal Yisrael only had this one-time experience, which was predetermined and prearranged. They needed to separate from their wives. When it comes to me, it's unknown. The Shekhinah is frequently me all the time. It's coming to visit me all the time. I need to be prepared and at the ready. Hashem agreed with that. Hashem said, "Ata poy moidi madi," meant to stay with me. Peah pal darboy. Moshe Rabbeinu has this higher madrega of nevuah. And finally, he broke those luchos when he saw Klal Yisrael involved in the eagle. He says, "They're not suitable for the Torah right now." And Hashem agreed with that. Hashem said, "Asher shibarta yash gachach shibarta." The Gemara concluded that this machlokes mentioned earlier between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan, with regards to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, is based on how they configure the entire calendar. Starting from Nisan, according to Rabbi Yosi, Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out on a Thursday, ends on a Friday. Rosh Chodesh Iyar begins on the Shabbos, ends on a Shabbos, and then Rosh Chodesh Sivan began on the following Sunday. According to Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell out on a Friday. Nisan month ended 30 days later on Shabbos. Iyar began on Sunday, concluded on a Sunday as well. The following day was Monday, which was Rosh Chodesh Sivan.